One of the reasons why young people, and it's said, are leaving is because they can't afford to buy their own homes because of the housing crisis that we're in. One of the aspects of that housing crisis, of course, is being seen with the situation with regards to the 14 families in Loreto Convent. And those families are in a situation whereby over the next number of months, really starting kind of February and March of next year, they're facing mass eviction from their properties, and they are trying to find some way and some resolution to the situation that will allow them to stay. The tenants have joined the Community Action Tenants Union of Ireland, and they and CATU are calling on the government to provide emergency funding to Kerry County Council in order to purchase the properties. With me on the line is Michael Sheehan, Munster Regional Organiser with CATU. Michael, good morning to you.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for having us on.
Tell me a bit about your organisation, first of all. Why were you set up? And you're organising, I know, a protest on behalf of the Loreto Convent tenants.
Yeah, sure. So CATU, the Community Action Tenants Union, is basically a union, so similar to a trade union, where it's a membership-based union for homeowners, renters, members of the community, like asylum seekers, basically everyone who is affected by the housing crisis. And it's pretty much affecting everyone in Ireland. So we were set up in 2019, and we got off to a bit of a rocky start due to the pandemic. It was quite hard to organise. In the last 2 to 3 years, we've seen a huge increase in membership and membership cases being taken and won. We fight evictions. We fight for better maintained homes. We run national campaigns around reinstating the eviction ban and for universal public housing.
That's what you're doing. And obviously, the 14 families in Loreto Convent are exactly in the situation that you're trying to fight against.
Yeah, exactly. So this is obviously, the 14 families reached out to us. We kind of met them and they joined up, and we're not running the protest for them. They're running the protest themselves and we're supporting them. So we help communities organize around the housing crisis issue. This, what we're seeing here in Loreto Convent is only a microcosm of what's happening across the country, especially in relation to vulture funds. So this particular vulture fund, Zerico Limited, is a subsidy of a Luxembourg-based investment fund called LRC Group, which has a number of subsidies. And they're notorious evictors. It's not the first time we've dealt with them, and certainly won't be the last.
Yeah, and look, nothing that they're doing is illegal. This is the rules. This is what it was set up. Yeah. This is the way things were done. And, from here on, it won't be done similarly. This all goes back to the financial crash when the government was trying to incentivize companies to come here and invest in Ireland and buy properties for good reasons at the time. We're now seeing the outcome of that, which isn't great. What do you think you can do, Michael, to try and change the current situation? Is the only option the one of the local authority purchasing the property, or at least making a bid to purchase the properties?
Only as you said there, the government let in these vulture funds in 2012. We think that that was a huge mistake and that they need to start cutting the losses now. The first start of this is obviously helping out these our members and these 14 families in Loreto Convent, which would be providing emergency funding to Kerry County Council to have the tenant in situ scheme, which is a means that is available, but unfortunately the councils are not being funded enough to offer these scheme to our members, our tenants. So we're asking for emergency funding for that. And furthermore, they need to start thinking about how they're going to remove vulture funds from the market, because it's been a disaster. LRC alone, in 2023, which is kind of the last recorded figures we have, they evicted almost 10% of their tenants. It's ridiculous that these vulture funds can come in here and rip communities to shreds, essentially. So the government needs to cut their losses. They need to find a way out. I'm not an expert on housing policy. I know a bit, but I can't tell them how to do it. They need to figure it out themselves.
Okay, well, one of the areas, I suppose, would be providing funding to buy. Now, that's if it's possible. That's if, this company is under no onus to sell, particularly to a local authority. They can sell, and they're totally entitled to sell to the highest bidder of these properties. So there's a lot of work to be done, is what I'm saying, to try
Absolutely,
and get this
yeah.
resolved from that point of view,
yeah.
if it can be resolved from that point of view. Let me ask you this, Michael. This is the biggest issue facing the government. It's a top priority for them. There's a new housing plan being published on Thursday. It's been discussed at Cabinet this morning. It's being published on Thursday. All sorts of changes being proposed and coming in. Do you have a hope that things can be at least start to be turned around and we can deliver, I suppose, number one, properties for people to buy, but number two, affordable rental properties for the country?
Yeah, look, I've just read through the plan last night, or the draft plan, and it's a welcome development, I guess, but I'll believe it when I see it, and like Caddy will believe it when I see it. Like, our belief is that unless we have a mass like organization and a mass movement of tenants and communities and fighting for like justice, we won't see any change. There's too many vested interests in the government. I can't tell you how much percentage, but it's a large amount of percentage of TDs are landlords. They have a vested interest in like this housing crisis continuing.
Michael, look, I understand the point you're trying to make, but you're questioning the personal integrity of those TDs. Now, it's fair. It has to be said.
It's not,
I don't think any TD goes into the Dáil and says, right, I'm going to keep things the way I keep them because I'm a landlord. Because they are human beings like everybody else. And they have people going into their constituencies every week, people who vote for them. And they try to get housing, trying to get it sorted. And I've seen some of the work that a lot of them have done in trying to get this moved on. It is a complex problem, you say, but is it a little bit too easy to say, oh, they don't care because they're landlords? That's a bit flippant, isn't it?
It's not really that they don't care. It's that there's a vested interest there and there's money.
Is that what you're suggesting? What you're suggesting is they care about their money rather than they care about their constituents. But I don't think, with the best will in the world, I just don't think that's true. I think they're, you can argue they're failing. You can argue they're not making the changes quick enough. You can argue mistakes are being made. You can argue there's a lack of urgency. But to suggest this, and it's been thrown out several times, that they're doing it intentionally, that's going too far, surely.
It's not so much that they're doing it intentionally. It's about where's the vested interest and the moneyed interest there. And it's not just the TDs themselves. Like the landlord, the IPOA, which is the landlord lobby group, and landlords themselves, like, you know, usually the people who has the most money in the room have the loudest voice. And that's the reality. And also the reality is that tenants have been unorganized. Like, tenants haven't had a voice at the table. We haven't had a collective voice. And that's what we're trying to do with CATU. And like, we think it would be very like beneficial to the government to actually listen to us as well. Because like, we don't really have a communication line with the government. Like, we have about 3,000 members across the country. Like, we know what's happening on the ground. We see the realities of the housing crisis day in day to our members. And like, it'd be great for the government to reach out to us and have that conversation and for us to give input. But ultimately, like, we see in the last budget where they give massive tax breaks to developers. Like, whose interest is that? They'll say it's to build more housing.
They'll argue it's to build more apartments, and they have to get things going. And their argument is you have to involve the private sector. No arguments of opposition parties, and imagine you, is that it should all be public. And therein goes the row. Just a final brief point. Tell me about the protest, Michael, the 23rd of November. Is that right? Where is it happening?
Yeah, so the 23rd of November at Market Cross in Killarney. We're encouraging all community members, especially those suffering evictions. Like, we've seen a huge uptick in eviction notice due to the kind of changes to the rent pressure zones taking place in March. So we're asking as many people to get out to support your community members who are suffering this eviction, and to send a big message to both to the government to meet our demands.
Okay, Michael, thanks very much for that. Michael Cheery, most reasonable organiser with CATU. That is the Community Action Tenants Union of Ireland. If you review what he had to say, get in touch.